Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 21st of June. Yesterday's central bank decisions are consistent with the idea that monetary policy is being kept stable and central banks will cut rates as inflation falls. The Swiss rate cut reflects the cumulative decline in inflation from its peak and a desire not to have real interest rates higher than they were last year. The Bank of England Governor, Bailey, was specific in tying the rate-cutting cycle to inflation. And while the bank did not ease yesterday, it seems clear from the tone of the meeting that rate cuts will be coming in August. The only laggard in this process is the US Federal Reserve, where the 8-point drop in harmonised inflation does not seem to register with Fed Chair Powell. Japan published national consumer price inflation overnight, with the numbers increasing slightly, but also coming in slightly lower than the consensus forecasts had been looking for. The increase was driven by energy costs. Japan is somewhat unusual in that durable goods price inflation is still positive. It's been in deflation in the States for almost 2 years. But the pace of inflation here is slowing. That doesn't really suggest especially strong levels of domestic consumer demand. The UK consumer has been more positive, with retail sales coming in strong for the month of May and the negative sales data for April being revised to something less gloomy. UK retail sales are a volume measure, so the price discounting of stores, reversing the profit-led inflation episode, does not directly hit the numbers. Of course, price discounting may encourage more spending by consumers. The occasional day of sunshine may also have had quite a bit of bearing here. It all supports the idea of a relatively soft economic landing in the UK. When the conditions are right, the consumer will spend. The current Prime Minister, Sunak, may try and use this data on the election campaign trail, but it's probably unlikely to sway any bonds vote. Last month's online retail therapy is not something voters have at the top of their list of political concerns. South Korean export data for the first 20 days of June showed strength, with demand from the US and China leading the way. Technology exports were at the fore, as artificial intelligence excites people and corporate chief executives feel that they should be seen to be doing something, even if they're unclear what the something they should be doing actually is. There may therefore be an investment bias in the patterns of demand. The demand of the end consumer is not necessarily so clear. The Financial Times, for example, reports that China's 618 consumer event, a mid-year online discounting extravaganza, has experienced falling sales for the first time since the event began in 2010. While this may reflect shifting patterns of consumption, there is also nervousness about overall levels of consumer spending and pressure for additional economic support from the government. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.